Hey, buddy, good morning. It's Lloyd.
How are you?
Not bad. I'm going to be in Peterborough. Thought I'd bring you a coffee, just meet for a coffee in the parking lot.
No, just give me a second. I gotta go outside for a second.
All right, buddy. Yeah, I'm here, man.
I know they've changed. I'm not in that building anymore. I'm back in the detachment,
Oh, okay.
and they're
Oh, boy.
monitoring everything. They're monitoring really closely and carefully. Okay, so I just sit in my office all day, and then I just go home.
I guess they ended up interviewing you, that's why.
They're what?
I guess they ended up interviewing you, that's why.
Interviewing me.
Yeah, because I'm representing Michael Jack, and they interviewed Mary D'Amico, Jason Postma. I just figured because your name was brought into the application when Michael filed it originally with his counsel in December 2010, I just figured.
You know what? Why did I get drawn into that? I don't get that.
Michael,
What? I went through a lot of stress here, Lloyd.
I know that you have.
Why? I don't know why. I met him in a donut shop, and I wrote things down, and now it's showing up there. And it doesn't matter to me that the people are running it said they're not calling me as a witness anyway. So
Yeah.
what?
Kevin, I
I just
just.
didn't need to get involved in it. Like. Back here to this station, and I've got my own issues, Lloyd.
Kevin, I know that. I didn't file the application.
There was
He
an officer
filed
last
it.
week or the week before that blew his head off in Midland, suffering from the same shit I'm suffering from.
I know that. I know that very well, Kevin. I know about that officer. Michael filed that
Anyways,
application.
they've got Inspector Anderson here. Like everything I'm in my own little office with Kenny, and everything I do is monitored. So I just don't want to fucking get involved in anything, Lloyd.
Okay, buddy, I just thought they ended up interviewing you too. That's why you took such a position. I was just calling because I was going to be in Peterborough. I hadn't seen you in a long while. I was just going to have a coffee. And when you told me that they've moved you to the main building, I knew right away to keep an eye on you. And I just figured to myself, I'm thinking back, I said, oh, heck, that'll be obviously they ended up interviewing you. That's why.
They did, and I said, yeah. I just said, yeah. I heard the nickname. I said, that's all I said. I can't
Okay.
remember who said it, but I heard it in the
No,
car.
I'm not calling to get that information. Kevin, please, I'm not calling for that, buddy. Jeez. Oh, man.
No, you know what, Lloyd?
Yeah.
Fucking nerves are shot. It's not even that. Not even that whole Michael Jack incident or whatever, but there's been other shit going on too, eh? Just other shit, like I've been going to my doctor and everything, eh? So they moved me over here. They basically want to put me back out on the road, eh? I was supposed to be, they wanted to send me to block training this week, and I had to get a doctor's note that I couldn't go to block training.
Well, if it's any consolation, Kevin, just keep this to yourself. I am representing a sergeant in the OPP. His name is Rui Pacheco. He's a Portuguese sergeant, and they've blindsided him like they're doing to you, and they try to force him into other things. That matter is coming up for a hearing at the tribunal, July 9 and 10. So listen, if it's any consolation, I am representing, and this is a sergeant who contacted me for help. So
You
anyways,
know what, Lloyd?
yeah, buddy.
I'm too exhausted. I
Yeah.
can't fight anybody anymore. You know? I'm just exhausted from it all. That's all.
I'm not asking you to fight anybody, Kevin. I'm not asking you for anything, buddy. I just called. I guess that you're not in no mood for a coffee, so
I
okay.
can't. What I'm saying is I'm here. They took my shifts away. I'm on 8-hour shifts.
Yeah.
Okay, so on Monday, Friday, 8 to 4, and you don't want, like, for a year and a half, everything was going well, and then all of a sudden, bang, the target's on my back again. Why? I don't know.
Well, listen, like I said earlier, it wasn't my intention to drag you into it, and I did not, Kevin. The application did, because Michael, I went and retained a lawyer and she filed the application. So yeah. I'm sorry, PSB. I don't even know who interviewed you. So I'm sorry the OPP came and interviewed you.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
The thing is, like, I'm not too pleased with Mike, what he did there, because, you know, like, I think there might be a cultural thing. Like, I sat down and had a coffee with him, and I told him that, yeah, you know, and it's something like, there's things you and I say between each other, and we know that stays with each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for him, I don't want to get involved with him in any which way or whatever. Okay. You know what? The guy came to this detachment, was obviously being fucked around. And you know, I try to help him out, make him feel good about himself and shit like that. And then, you know, I get dragged into this thing. But they're keeping me out of it anyway, so I told him that too. I said, don't drag me in, but he did. He dragged me in. So
his whole life. Anyways, I won't get, that's fine, buddy. I can understand your sentiments.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, I better get back in there. As I said, it's just fucking, it's so stressful every day. Just watching, what are you doing here? Jeez. What are you doing there? What are you doing? That's that, the whole bit. So I just gotta stay on top of these things.
I guess it was PSB that came and spoke to you, eh? I hope they didn't try to lane you with anything.
No. Okay. No, it's workplace harassment or whatever, that tribunal, okay?
Oh. They came and
interviewed you. They can't intimidate you or anything like that. They ask me a question, I answer truthfully to it. That's about all I can do. But I'm just, you know, I think maybe some people were beginning to admit that there was a nickname or something like that.
Yeah. Okay, buddy. All right.
Okay, I got to go, Lori.
Yeah, go ahead. Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.